After a night of negotiations in Brussels, EU leaders, with the exception of Poland, have agreed to the European Commission's Green Deal plan, which aims to achieve carbon neutrality by 2050. One of those who can celebrate is Czech Prime Minister Andrej Babiš, who succeeded in having a provision under which some countries can add nuclear power to their energy mix added to the treaty. Tom McEncroe reports.
EU leaders gathered in Brussels on Thursday to discuss a new joint plan seeking to make the union carbon neutral by 2050. The core of the proposal was outlined by the European Commission a day before, with Commission President Ursula von der Leyen describing the challenge as Europe's man-on-the-moon moment.
Our goal is to reconcile the economy with our planet, to reconcile the way we produce, the way we consume with our planet, and to make it work for our people. Therefore, the European Green Deal is on one hand about cutting emissions, but on the other hand about creating jobs and boosting innovation. We do not have all the answers yet. Today is the start of a journey. But this is Europe's man on the moon moment.
But the plan needed to be approved by the European Council, and going into the Thursday summit, Poland, Hungary and the Czech Republic were all asking for amendments to the treaty that would accommodate their reliance on fossil fuels. This despite a pledge by President von der Leyen that €100 billion would be used to help coal-dependent states finance the transition to a low-carbon economy. Ahead of the council meeting, the Czech Prime Minister Andrej Babiš explained his government's position, saying that without adding nuclear energy development into the mix, it was not possible for the Czech Republic to meet the Green Deal plan.
If you want really reach the carbon neutrality, we have to understand that every member state have a different energy mix, and to reach this carbon neutrality have also different costs. Concerning Czech Republic, it will be probably more than 30-40 billion euro. So that's why we have to discuss it, not just to say, okay, let's do it and promise anything without any analysis.
One of those who Mr. Babiš was hoping to get on his side was France, which he highlighted is still a major consumer of nuclear power itself. Despite resistance from Luxembourg and Austria, who don't accept nuclear as environmentally friendly, it was this energy mix formulation which Mr. Babiš managed to get into the final treaty. Meanwhile, Poland, which is still heavily reliant on fossil fuels, was the only member state which abstained from committing to the agreement immediately. Its position will be debated again during the next meeting in June 2020.